A boy, a dog, and a frog. The boy is walking to the pond to look for a frog. He's looking behind the trees and looking at the lake. He says, "Hey, there's a frog. Let's try and catch it." Then he runs down the hill, but uh-oh, he doesn't notice that there's a branch in the way. He trips. He lands face in the pond. He has the bucket over his head, and he says, "You're a naughty frog." He says, "I'll catch you." And then he tries to grab him, but then he says, "You're tricky." Then he says, "Dog, go over to that side of the log. I'll go on this side." Then they try and scoot up on the log. They try and catch the frog. The dog tries to catch him, but he scoots him back. And then the boy tries to catch him with his net, but the frog just fell off. He catched the dog instead. He's like, "Why did I catch you?" And he was like, and the frog said, "They were trying to catch me. They were just trying to keep me for themselves." Then he says, and then the boy says, "I'll get you." And then the frog says, "I'm going to leave him." Then he walks home. The boy walks home with his dog, and he says, "Well, I'll get him some other day." But the frog says, "I'm all lonely. I should go with him." They're still walking home. Then he says, "I'll let them, actually." But then he says to himself, "Why did I do that?" Then he follows the footsteps all the way to his house. He's in the living room. He sees his net on the ground. He sees that they're in the bath. He goes in the door and says, "Can I be your pet frog?" Then he says, "Oh, hi, little frog. Want to come in?" And then the frog just hops right in, and they have a very fun bath together.